It's 8 a.m. Eastern, April 21st, and this is your daily crypto report. Bitcoin is up 0.5% at $65,252. ETH is down slightly at $3,169. Binance Coin is down slightly at $579. What works so well that it's basically magic? Bitcoin mining, USDT in the top three. What about selling with Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From launching your online shop to, did we just hit 1 million orders? Shopify is there to help you grow. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person point-of-sale system. Wherever and whatever you're selling, turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, up to 36% better compared to other leading commerce platforms. Sell more with less effort thanks to their new AI solution, Shopify Magic. My favorite thing about Shopify is no matter how much you want to grow, they have the solutions you need to take control and level up your business. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US and millions of other entrepreneurs across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support you every step of the way. Businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/DCR, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/DCR to grow your business, no matter what stage you're at. Shopify.com/DCR. The Human Rights Foundation has established the Finney Freedom Prize, named after Bitcoin pioneer Hal Finney, to honor individuals contributing to Bitcoin's advancement. Hal Finney's widow, Fran Finney, will accept the inaugural award on his behalf and donate the monetary prize of one Bitcoin to charity. The foundation plans to allocate 33 Bitcoins worth over $2 million for future awards. The prize will be given annually on January 10th, commemorating the day Hal Finney downloaded the Bitcoin software. Additionally, awards will coincide with Bitcoin halvings every 4 years. The first four awards, including Finney's, retroactively recognize contributions to Bitcoin during specific periods. A Genesis committee will oversee the nomination process until 2028, ensuring the prize's continuity. Hirag Tomar, a 30-year-old Indian citizen, pleaded guilty to charges of creating a fake Coinbase website and taking over $9.5 million in crypto from hundreds of victims. He was arrested in December 2023 at the Atlanta airport while visiting family. He faces up to 20 years in prison for conspiracy to commit wire fraud and money laundering. Court documents revealed that he and his accomplices tricked Coinbase customers into providing their login details by creating a spoofed version of Coinbase Pro's website. The U.S. Secret Service identified Tomar through his email account and discovered that he conducted internet searches related to scams and fake Coinbase pages. Tomar used his ill-gotten gains to buy expensive watches, luxury vehicles, and traveling to various countries. His sentencing is pending. Well, Grayscale plans to introduce the Bitcoin Mini Trust, offering a fee of 0.15%, the lowest among spot Bitcoin ETFs. They will allocate 10% of Grayscale Bitcoin Trust GBTC assets to the new trust. The move aims to provide GBTC investors with a competitive fee structure comparable to other Bitcoin ETFs. This transition will be non-taxable for existing GBTC shareholders. Grayscale's GBTC, initially launched over a decade ago, has transitioned from private placement to public trading, now boasting around $19.6 billion in assets under management. Well, Bitcoin's recent halving triggered a frenzy of high-value blocks thanks to the introduction of new features like Bitcoin Ordinals and the Rune Protocol. Despite the halving slashing miner rewards, the battle for block space drove up fees to unprecedented levels. And finally, former assistant U.S. attorney and Andreessen Horowitz partner Catherine Hahn is stepping down from Coinbase's board after 7 years. She plans to focus on her crypto venture investment portfolio, Hahn Ventures. Hahn praised Coinbase's growth but highlighted the expanding crypto landscape as her reason for shifting focus. CEO Brian Armstrong and others lauded her contributions. The resignation will be effective after Coinbase's annual meeting of shareholders, reducing the board to 7 members. Well, that's all for us today. Visit us at dailycryptoreport.io and listen to us everywhere else you podcast under Daily Crypto Report.